Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT special number 169, recorded September 4th, 2013. The new TriCasters are here! The new TriCasters are here! Leo Laporte here, and I've got a panel, a roundtable of really great people. I want to say hi to Tim Jennison. Tim and I just finished a great triangulation episode. Highly recommend you watch it, in which we learned all about Tim. And I didn't learn everything because I found out not only are you a ham, a painter, the creator of NewTek, founder of NewTek, but you're also a pipe organ enthusiast.
Yes.
I didn't know that about you.
I don't recommend it as a hobby. It takes a lot of square feet.
You have the most patient family I've ever heard. I'm
going to
say that.
Did they tell you the same thing?
So I want to thank you, Tim, for being here and for bringing the staff. Andrew Cross, the CEO of NewTek. Of NewTek is here. And Don, of course, Don Mellons, who always does all the training and the demoing of stuff. What are we going to see today? What is new?
So what we're going to show you today is we're basically announcing a full new line of pro TriCasters.
So these are not for amateurs like me. This is for NBC, CBS, ESPN.
No, not at all. They're absolutely for people just like you. And in fact, you're the inspiration that drives exactly this kind of thing.
Okay.
So, we're actually introducing. You know, we're expanding the whole line. So we're basically now we're starting with a full 4M Eero switcher. At under $10,000, which is really something quite groundbreaking.
Under 10.
Yes.
So we're using an 850 Extreme right now.
That's correct.
Which is, I think, $25,000 switcher. You're going to be able to get that kind of capability under 10?
Well, actually, this will blow that away.
No!
I'm sure you're going to.
I hate innovation.
That's what happens, though, isn't it?
It does. It does.
But for under 10, I mean, you have full 4M Eero switcher that's got all this amazing new stuff, and Don's going to show you in a second. And then, you know, stepping up from there, there's the new 460, which is does everything the 410 does and even more. Then stepping up from there, there's the 860. Which is, you know, is the 8 input version of those that does even more. And then there's the 8000, which you mentioned a bit earlier, which is our flagship product.
Right.
And that's not a new model, but we're actually bringing out a full new kind of feature upgrade for that that's free for all of our customers.
So that's one of the things that's interesting, and that's what Tim was talking about, is that you basically basing these on PC hardware, on commodity hardware.
Yeah.
In this case, it's Windows 7 you're running on?
It's Windows 7 embedded, but... There's way more. I know way too much about how these work. It's not just commodity hardware.
This isn't a Dell that you put off the shelf and put your software on.
I mean,
there's a lot of hardware.
Yeah, we do our own hardware development.
Yeah.
Which is really with an eye to the things that we need. So we're not just commodity pieces put in there. We do our own development so that we can get low latency and can get very high bandwidth and throughput through the system. And then, you know, we tweak these things like crazy. And we've just got these brilliant engineers who know how to, you know, look into how the timing of device drivers and kernel calls and things like this to help make it really get real time and be able to funnel video through these computers in a way that's just unbelievable.
Come a long way from a frame grabber on a 6800, haven't we? Or 68,000. All right. Well, let's take a look. Don, what are you going to show us first? We have a green screen set up so we can show you some virtual sets. We're shooting this with our 850. So you're seeing the output of the 850.
You are. You're also going to be able to see the new interface of the 460.
This looks beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with it, but thank you anyway.
Yeah.
But it is. It is beautiful, and it's very easy to use. And as a TriCaster user for many years, I've already fallen in love with it.
Well, it's one of the things, and I have to be honest, when I go to NAB or I go to CES and I see the beautiful TriCaster booth. I always look at people like you, Don, and you got Kiki Stockhammer up there, and you're going, and I go, I can never do all of that. You guys make it look very easy. But I guess with the right hardware and software combinations and people, we've actually taken people who have no training in this at all In fact, that's pretty much all of you, right, John? and they have become masters of the TriCaster. So
absolutely. I know you can do it.
I see it over and over again. And, you know, Kiki's a great example. She is an amazing presenter, and she's been doing this a long time. But she's not a video producer.
No, right.
She's not somebody that runs a TV show at any point in time. And for her to be able to get up and run it as easily.
While she's being a host.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly right. So it is really that easy to use.
So you're sitting in front of your new switcher board. Has this changed from the one that we're using?
This has not changed. It's just literally the features inside of the interface. The interface itself has done some changes.
Software has changed.
And what I want to preface here is the things that I'm going to show you here are across the professional line. They're going to be available in the 410, the 460, the 860, and the 8000. The first three that I mentioned are new TriCasters. The 8000 is actually a free upgrade. So anybody who has an 8000 is going to be able to get this capability at no charge.
Okay.
Be able to download the upgrade. So as Andrew said, the first thing point that I want to make is we have true 4 and 8 ME switchers. So our switcher.
You better explain this. What is an ME?
Well, an ME stands for Mix Effects Bus. And what it allows you to do is two things. It either allows you to use it as a mixer. So you could come over here and say, I want this to be a mixer. And now it looks just like the production mixer underneath it.
What does that mean? I'm mixing two different signals. I'm going from one camera to the other?
Yes, and very...
One effect to the other?
Very often, you may be doing a production, and you may want to have a secondary production that doesn't have all the elements of the first production.
Okay.
So this is a way to be able to actually produce two shows from one TriCaster.
Each one in its own bus.
That's right. Now, there's also multiple outputs. So you could have two different MEs coming out of two different outputs and literally produce two shows at the same time.
So who would use this? Somebody doing college basketball might want to do one version for air, one version for alums, something like that?
It's possible. Or a lot of times when we deal with TriCaster, we deal with second screen production. So you've got the main production happening.
Interesting.
And now I've got the PowerPoint, the roll-in videos, all the other things that we want to see during that production.
So your audience might have an iPad that's watching one stream while on the video screen they're watching another.
That could be done.
Like that.
And wow. Or you could just have two screens. And
right.
You could have the PowerPoint on one and the presentation happening on the other. So on and so forth. So, and you have 4 and 8 of them. Now, this allows you to do a lot of stuff. One of the things about MEs that people always want to be able to see is they say, I want to have an output for my MEs because I want to be able to preview them all at the same time so that I can see it before I go to it. And the TriCaster includes...
Is there a way are we going to be able to see this directly, or how are we going to see this? Because I want to get a closer shot, if we can, of the interface. The interface is gorgeous.
The TriCaster includes these... multi-viewers that will allow us to
other
see.
Other screen.
I'm going to turn this back into its effect.
So we're seeing the second screen. There we go. Greg's got it. All right. This is, by the way, what I see, or something like it, when I'm in my office. Nothing so polished. This is the new one.
And now here you can see all four of the MEs. And on an 860 or an 8000, you'd be able to see all 8 of your MEs live. So you know exactly what you're switching to, even if it's a virtual environment. You don't even have to bring it to preview in order to see it. You can see it all happening in real time right on the multi-viewer.
So the second screen, which is the multi-viewer, John or Greg, So this is our preview.
This can be a preview, but it's also adjustable, and we can make it program out. We can make it
individuals. We should just saw Burke walk through a set that does not exist. I want to point out, Vermeer had nothing on this. All right.
We can make it a full multi-viewer. To see all the inputs and outputs, however you want to set it up.
Got it.
Nice. All right, so one of the biggest advancements in the switcher that I love is very simple, and I can't believe that we didn't put it in before this. And a lot of our devices in here have presets. So whenever you go to a media player, for instance, you've got presets, and you can instantly change out what's happening in any of those. I can go to a new preset. It's like a new playlist, basically.
Right. Well, we've been using those a lot lately. They've been training me on how to use
your guys are going to love this, because you can now do that in the switcher.
Because we do that a lot. We'll set up lower thirds, or we'll set up graphics and things, and that can all be done like this instantly. Yeah.
And when you do it in the switcher, what's nice is not only, you know, you see all the transitions here instantly changing out. Not only can I change out all the transitions, but notice the DSKs. The positioners are turning on and off. The transitions in the DSKs are changing. The sources in the DSKs are changing. So it literally is like adding 10 more DSKs, because you can instantly change them out. And all of this is also controllable by our macro system. We have recordable macros, so you can just select presets as part of a macro and change out the entire configuration of the switcher.
That's handy, because obviously... One of the advantages of this is that your director is the same person as your technical director. The person who's thinking about shots is also doing it. That's how we do it. We have one guy doing basically the job of 20 people. So having macros can really simplify the job. You set that up ahead of time, and you don't have to think so hard.
Yep, and we'll get into macros a little bit more in a moment. I do want to start talking about our enhanced virtual sets. Now, that's the other thing you do in an ME. An ME can be used as a mixer for those submixes like we were talking about, or you can choose to use it as an effect. An effect is one of our virtual effects.
So it could be an effects bus, just an effect.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just an effects bus, allowing me to do either a virtual set or a double box effect or triple box effect or whatever you might want to do. So we do have some enhanced virtual sets in this new version and these new TriCasters. We've added a few new ones. We've increased the quality of them. And we actually have a green screen set up over there.
We
do. What I would like you to do.
You want me to go over there?
I would like you to go over there.
Oh, boy.
And stand in the green screen.
All right. So it doesn't look like there's anything going on over there. It just looks like a big old green screen. You'll see it when I get over in front of it. Look at that. Wait a minute. That's not green.
No, it's not.
How'd I get in here?
So great. We can literally, from almost anywhere, almost anywhere. Well, that's okay, because we have complete control, Leo. Okay. Yes, I can shrink you.
Oh, my God. I'm getting,
I can make you minute. I can even take you down. If you'd like to go down in the elevator, we can go downstairs. That's fine, whatever you want to do. So,
can you just show the shot without the special effect, just so people know that I am not standing at our new news studio here, that this is...
That's the shot.
And this is green, but it's keyed out.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just standing here like some nitwit.
So here, that's your shot right there.
There, just like that. All right. Now you mix in the effects bus, the ME, and this is the set I'm at. I love this. This is great.
So there's a lot of different sets that we have that come with the TriCaster, a lot of different effects that are available. We have
this
what
is
we
probably
call...
designed in Lightwave, isn't it, Tim? Yeah.
They are designed in Lightwave. We have
I turn into Kiki.
Close-up shots. You look a little better there, Leo. I gotta say, I like that shot better.
Yeah, that's better. Uh-huh.
These full standing shots like this, double box, triple box, quad box effects, all that stuff.
Oh, that's nice. We haven't been able to do that in the past. We've wanted to have more boxes. That's good.
But you know, we wanted to take it up a notch, and we've done that with our virtual sets by adding a new type of virtual set that you've never heard of before.
What's that?
This is a holographic virtual set.
Is Jessica Yellen from CNN going to join me?
So what this allows you to do is I'm going to play a little video here and show you what this actually does.
Oh, dear, I'm scared. Okay.
So it allows you to take a panoramic picture, like you see right there, and you can take that picture into an environment where you can pan and scan 360 degrees, zoom and pan around, and then you can take that image and create a virtual set.
What?
That you can then pan and zoom in 360 degrees all around.
What?
And actually, we're going to take a look at it right now, Leo. So here's Kiki on the steps of our city hall, and what I want to do is I want to cruise over, and I think we've got Leo Laporte.
What?
Here,
hey, Kiki, how
in San
are you?
Antonio as well.
Wait a minute, she's over there.
But I want you to see this because it's truly amazing what you can do here. Where I'm going to open up the actual preview
panel. This is a static panorama that you shot.
Look at this. 360 degree, you can see the sky, you can see the ground.
I'm standing here in front of City Hall where a crisis is about to occur.
Wow. That's right.
That's amazing.
Isn't it? Now, you can do this a couple of different ways. You can also bring in a matte sequence. So let me show you that. We're going to come down here. And in this one, we've got you behind the podium over there.
Who's this guy?
Just masked it out with another image in the front.
Hey, buddy.
So this was all done.
I'm working here.
Digital cameras. You could do it with your smartphone, literally, to make these images. Now, as an extra treat,
really? Well, wait a minute. You could take this with like a panorama shot on the smartphone and use that?
Yes.
Import it in and just that's it.
And once you get the panoramic picture, creating the set is about 1 minute.
Wow.
About 1 minute.
And you do that in the TriCaster?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, let me show you this because I went out online and I did a search for the Twit Brick House and was there a panorama available? And there just happened to be one.
No, Kiki, what are you doing here?
Here we are, in your studio.
She's right here. Oh, I'm running this board here.
And we can do this from
that
anywhere.
She's never been here. I just want to point that out. Wow.
So that's our new holographic virtual set technology. And using those together really gives you a look that you're not going to get anywhere else.
That blows me away.
It's fun stuff.
I can't believe it. So that's just, you just take a 3D pano.
I just went to Google and I said, images, Twit Brick House. It came up, I grabbed it, and with under 30 seconds, I made that set.
Now, okay, I don't even understand how this works. It's just magic. I don't even get that. Kiki's making fun of me. Stop that. So that is wild. That is really wild. That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So, do you want me to come back?
Or yeah, come
I just
on
stay
back
here?
Over. Because
I'm in charge now. I'm running the board. All right. Okay, watch this. Wow, that is amazing.
It's really great stuff.
Think of the blackmail opportunity.
I know. But the fact that you're doing that live in real time is just mind-boggling.
But actually, you know, it's really valuable because virtual sets are really cool, except they're really hard to make.
Right.
I mean, they cost
right.
millions to make.
Right.
And our goal here was to solve that problem.
Well, and also these look real. They don't look like virtual sets. It looked like I was actually at City Hall. It looked like I was actually standing there. And there's a certain value to starting with a photograph and making that the virtual set. It's just incredible.
I'll tell you something else. When we first implemented this and we started playing with it, somehow the moment you start playing with them, it just feels so much more real than you would possibly imagine.
Yeah.
Somehow it's got this real feel to it that, you know, rendered
Vermeer would have loved this, Tim. This is, it's similar in some ways, right? I mean, you're really doing amazing optical stuff. That's really incredible.
I love the speed at which you can create it.
So you would import a JPEG from a camera phone, and in a minute, what kind of tweaking is involved?
Just setting up where you want your talent to be. So you've got your A talent, your B talent.
So you're setting up a mask around.
The great thing is, you're just placing them in there. Once you get in here, I can then reposition, scale,
you saw that
whatever
when you were moving me
so
around.
You're just saying, basically, I want them over there, and them over there, and them over there, and then you can go in and make whatever changes live once you get into the live environment.
We don't use 3D sets because, the fake ones, because we don't want to look like we're in a sci-fi environment. We want to make it more realistic, more high touch. But when you use a photo, it looks like you're there.
It does.
That's really, that's great. I love that.
It does.
We'll never have to go to another Apple event again. Oh, that's right. We're not allowed.
So.
We're getting a little hit on the microphone there.
Yeah. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about are media players. And the TriCaster has a variety of media players, DDRs for playing video clips, still, title players, things like that. Well, this line, the new professional line of TriCasters, has added a whole new host of media players in the form of buffers.
So just to explain to folks, we use these all the time when we want to show a video. For instance, we have it in the DDR, which is basically a virtual tape player.
Like a VCR.
It's like a VCR. We can play it back. There's still stores which allow us to bring up still images. So how has this changed?
Well, now we've got these buffers down here, and they allow you to load video clips into them.
Okay.
So, and any time that you use one of those buffers, as a matter of fact, the desk that she's got underneath her in this virtual shot is a anim buffer that's running. It's not a video clip. That's not taking up any of the DDRs or any of that. It's an animated buffer that's running. I actually asked one of your guys if they could help me out with a little animated
there
logo.
You go. There's the
and
logo.
I made that 2 minutes before the show started.
Wow.
So literally, it's a image sequence of pings. You bring it in, and you can turn out these animated buffers, put them into your buffer area down there. The great thing about them is that each buffer has a palette like the transitions in the TriCaster, so you can instantly change out what's in that buffer.
I love that.
So you've got 10 of them in the 860 and the 8000. That's literally like 90 animated frame buffers that you have at your fingertips.
Typically used for lower thirds or virtual sets, I guess anything.
Anything where you need a motion graphic. It doesn't really matter.
Right. We're going to start using that. I love that. We want to get motion graphics in our lower thirds. That's great.
Yep. And I think that I have... Let me look for...
Just a rotating twit bug is like a big step up for us.
I'm going to come over here and say, I'm going to go to buffer number 3, and I can come down here. And
we are not the most challenging of your customers because our production is fairly simple. The only thing that's challenging is we use it nonstop. The TriCaster never rests. It's always on.
And it's good for it.
So here you've got...
it's good for it. It is, yeah.
Here you've got a full screen overlay, but I can take it down... change the preset, and not have to change the source to the DSK. There is a little bit of loading time. Once it's loaded, it's ready to come up again. And again, I'm not using a DDR to do this. This is all done right inside the animated frame buffers themselves. So when the zombie apocalypse does happen, we are ready for it.
Zombie alert!
So we need that one, I think.
But literally, like, adding all of those animated buffers or all of those media players in there. And you've got nine of them. And you've got some for stills. You've got nine per. Now, in the 460 and the 410, you're going to have five animated buffers. The 860 and the 8000, you'll have 10. But they also have still buffers as well. So if you want to use still images, you have individual buffers for stills as well.
Wow.
And all of them have this palette of nine. So it's literally like this.
Nine transitions times however many buffers.
Nine presets per buffer.
Wow.
Right. Really, really great stuff.
And they can have titles in them. They can have graphics in
right.
them. You can do pretty much everything with them.
Wow.
So you get movement, you get motion, you get titles just unlimited any way you want.
As the demo guy. As a demo guy for New Tech, it's always been difficult to get a lot of inputs when I'm doing demos.
Right.
Now, I can actually run green screen from an animated frame buffer and not even have to have a green screen there, and I can do the demos of the virtual sets without having any camera or anything coming in.
That's great, it's
very, very flexible and powerful stuff. So let's move along here. We also have some extensive control. We talked about a lot of new features, but the control of these features is what I love. Now, we do have macros we talked about earlier, and macros allow you to do some really interesting things. I'm going to switch over to this, and I'm going to zoom in on Kiki here. And I think I have this set up right where...
Traditionally very difficult to do because you're moving, the talent's moving in one way and the set's moving another way. To get that to look like they're together is very tough to do.
So let me just see here. I think that's going to work. So I have a macro set up here, and if I hit 2, it's going to push to the side, and it's going to bring that down. Actually, I can change the speed of that push so it doesn't hit her in the head like that. Let's do this, and now we can take it back out again. And so macros allow you to do things that are 5, 6, 7 processes at one time, or you can animate a sequence of your show and have it run itself, whatever you want to do. Traditionally, we've been able to run those macros either from the interface, map them to a keyboard, map them to the control
system. Very useful for me because I'm sitting doing the whole thing by myself, doing a show at the same time. The ability to push out, move over, have an over-the-shoulder graphic without me doing anything is phenomenal. And also, you know, we don't use camera operators normally. Sorry, Greg. So that looks like you've got a camera operator making a move.
It absolutely does. You've got a graphic
coming in. It's incredible.
You've got 8 of those different positions, and you can position all of those
as well. That's really great. Yeah.
Now, in order to run the macros, or in order to control the TriCaster, we've added several new things. And one of them is MIDI support. So we now have full MIDI support for all of the functions of the TriCaster.
Oh.
So what I have here is...
Where did you get that?
An Ovation Launchpad.
That's awesome, yeah.
And this was... I bought it at a music store.
Yeah, normally you use it with Ableton Live. You see, you know, Deadmau5 will use one of these to fire off his tracks. DJs use them all the time.
Well, right now, I can use it to switch my TriCaster.
You can have presets built into these... pads.
I can switch my TriCaster around. I can bring up whatever I want on down here. I've got my DSKs available if I want to bring those up. And those macros that we were talking about, let's go back here. I can also bring in
basically
your lower third.
Basically, a monkey could operate this.
And, of course, this has pages and banks. I do require a banana.
No comment on you, Don, but I'm just saying me. That's me I'm talking about. That is very, very cool.
It is really, really amazing, and so much functionality here. Now, this is nice, and it is wired. It's just USB. You plug it in, it goes. It's actually an application with the TriCaster to decide what color all the buttons are going to be.
Wow.
So you can kind of decide.
Do I need to use the launch pad?
Any MIDI device.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
To prove that, you brought a keyboard.
I brought an iPad.
Oh.
Now, there are MIDI applications out there for the iPad. And I have one on here called Touch OSC.
Yep.
And you can see that we have a beautiful interface.
So, and the nice thing about this, because it's soft, you can label it. You can know exactly what you're going to get.
So hit the auto. Or wait a minute. Let me give you something.
Hit auto. Okay. Now, I'm the monkey. Let's see if I can do it. Did it work?
Is it talking? Hold on a second.
We got to pair them.
There it goes.
Whoa!
So you've got take, auto, DSKs, all the stuff you want.
John, forget the keyboard in my office. I just want an iPad. We're just going to do this. Everything I would need to do literally could fit on this one screen and make it a lot easier for me.
Now, check it out. You also have all your media players, all your social media, and we also have more control over the cameras. We have integrated PTZ camera control, and I have actually mapped it.
Is that what that thing is on the desk there?
And we're now controlling our PTZ camera.
That's really neat.
From the iPad
That's
using
really
our
neat.
MIDI integration.
Wow, that is amazing.
So, and this was all made internally by one of our sales engineers at NewTek, and it took him a couple days to figure it out, and then...
But he used an existing app that allowed you to program the buttons.
He was able to go on the PC, make the interface,
import
it into the iPad, and then we just create the macros and map them to those buttons.
That is really
So if you want to make the custom Leo layout,
right.
you can do that.
Right.
It'd be exactly what you need.
Right.
You can trigger...
There wouldn't be a button I could push that would do the wrong thing. I could. They can't guarantee that, folks. I have an amazing ability. Wow, that's really cool.
And
that's
where
really
I see cool. this, you know, I think PTZ would be nice, but this section right here, the social media section.
Well, you should have seen
section.
Me running the PTZ. What is the social media section?
Well, the TriCaster 8000 introduced social media publishing, where you can publish content from your show, stills or video.
During the show?
During the show, while it's recording.
They can say, oh, that was hysterical. Leo spilled coffee into his laptop. Quick, get that up on YouTube, and literally they could do this from a push button.
So this allows a second operator to be in charge of social media.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, usually the TD might be too busy trying to
switch
the show.
Yeah, yeah, he's got other stuff to do.
Here's another control surface for you to do all your social media. Here's another control surface to control anything in the TriCaster.
So this is, while this is operating or a keyboard is operating, I still have this kind of interface into the TriCaster, and it's able to multitask in
effect. That's correct.
Wow.
And that social media publishing now is through the entire professional line, the 410, the 460, the 860, and the 8000.
That is actually really important these days because you really do want to get those clips up right away. You really want to publish them out while they're happening if you can.
Traditional broadcasters have not really figured out how to integrate that into their workflow, and NewTek has integrated
it
directly.
This is your new welcome to your new interface, Glenn. Glenn's our social media guy. He'll be pushing these buttons. That's very cool. That's really neat. Yeah, yeah.
So this is actually my cheat sheet, so I need it.
I'm sorry. If you're just tuning in, we're getting a little demonstration of some new TriCasters. There's a new line of sub $10,000 TriCasters. That's really good news. TriCaster's always really focused, not just on best technology, but on making it affordable for people like me.
Absolutely.
Who don't have all the money in the world. I mean, you start at, what, $2,000 and go on up from there?
We start at $5,000.
$5,000.
And go on
I'm sorry,
up
I just
there.
Made it a little cheaper. We'll get you a special deal. $5,000 and go on up. The 460, the 461. We're also looking at new software on the 8,000 Don Balance. If you've ever gone to CES, you've seen him do his great demos.
Just put in your promo code. That's Leo.
Yeah, Leo. Leo will take half the cost. No. No.
So the streaming and publishing, again, one of the things that we've brought down the line. And the other thing I want to talk about is the NewTek Developer Network.
Okay.
Now, there's a new group of companies that we're calling the NewTek Developer Network that are using the SDKs that are available. And there are SDKs available for all the TriCasters for writing your own applications for whatever you want to do. And we have a lot of different companies, including Chiron, coming up with the Chiron IP. Compix is now coming into the fray. But lots of different stuff. I'm just picking the ones off the top of my head. But control surfaces, media management, asset management, streaming enhancements. Even Ustream has created a new plugin integrated into the TriCaster streaming panel. Makes it very easy to use your Ustream account and get up and running
away. That's really fantastic, yeah.
All of these new enhancements all across the entire line.
Wow. This is great. Now, this rack mountable, that's the high end, that's the 8,000.
This is the size of the 410 and the 460.
Wow. Actually, this says 460. I should just look on the front. Wow, that's
so
great.
So the, you know, it's just 2RU. It's completely portable. You can put it in any rack.
Fantastic. And I love this. We've been able to do so much using the control surface. In fact, we've got the TriCaster, people may not know this, in the basement. We have it in a rack. Well, normally, I know it's over there now, but normally we have that in the basement where it's air conditioned and cool and it's out of the way. And this is just a USB interface that goes through the floor. We have a hole in the floor under our TD, and that's really gives us some incredible flexibility. And at the same time as this is working out here, I use a keyboard and a mouse, just kind of a traditional PC keyboard and a mouse, in my office to do the same thing. But I'm going to start using an iPad. I think that's really neat. Anything else you want to show us?
One last thing I'll talk about. We do have a variety of new audio enhancements as well. The back of the TriCaster traditionally had four channels and then four channels of auxiliary. Those have been broken out into four stereo pairs, discrete stereo pairs. And we now have routing built right in where you can route any input to any of those outputs. So this makes it very easy to do secondary audio programming for regional broadcast, things along those lines. You just have a lot more control over where the audio goes and how you're getting it out. And we still have, of course, audio follow video. We've actually added audio delay in here, which has been something customers have been asking
for. That's nice. We could actually use that, yeah.
So a lot of new enhancements to the audio as well, and true panning on all of these four discrete channels that are coming out now.
That's great.
So just a
true stereo effect.
Just scratching the surface on the enhancements in the whole
world. Wow, very exciting.
I mean, we've not even gone through, I mean, there's so much more in here. There's just, you know, so when we came out with the 8000, you know, I remember going into a meeting and saying to my engineers, hey, when we're designing the 8000, it needs to be game over. We need to design the ultimate switcher that does pretty much everything.
Yeah. Right.
And that was our goal.
I think you succeeded.
And, we did a lot, but, you know, well, every time you do that, then you have to work out,
what's next?
What's next? How else do we do this again?
How do we improve on it?
And so, you know, coming up with, you know, this product, I mean, that was our problem. We came up with the 8000. How on earth are we going to do this across the whole line and do it again and make it an even bigger step? And I'm really, gosh, I mean, I it's very bold of me to say, but I think this is the biggest jump we've ever made.
Well, I love it that it's a software upgrade. For a lot of people like us, this is going to be an easy way to get a whole batch of new functionality. Yes.
So, you know, NewTek, we've always, one of the key things we've always done is we always try to, you know, we've been doing this for 25 years now. We always try to, you know, we are really loyal to our customers. We really want them to be able to move up the line.
Right.
And, you know, to the greatest degree that possible, we're always, that, you know, that's one of the core things we believe in. We want to make sure that people can move up. And that's one of the things we're going to do here. You know, there are some models, I mean, we got a lot of legacy here. We got, you know, 10 years worth of TriCasters alone, and so exactly which models can be upgraded and which can't is really a question.
Right.
You know, people should go to the NewTek site, go to the NewTek reseller to work that out. But ultimately, yes, you know, a lot of these features will be available to people for, you know, for really very, very affordable prices.
That's very exciting.
Affordable.
Well, Donna, thank you. As always, you've gone way over my head, but I know there are people watching. In fact, there's somebody in the chat room says, my brain's hurting. I just thought of about 15 new things. a whole business could have run around this. And people are using this in all kinds of ways. I know churches use it. Sports teams use it for secondary broadcasts.
Especially school sports.
Schools, sports. It's great for that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we donated our old TriCaster to the high school.
Oh, really? That's really
cool. And they've got four camera shoots. They're doing productions there, and it's great because they get a chance to use modern technology and really learn what the state of the art is in video production. It's a wonderful thing for them.
One of the coolest things I think about my job at NewTek is hearing everything people's doing.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you just hear things. You know, we always try to come up with cool things, and you know, we really try to strive to make the product innovative. Have, you know, to take problems that real people face, like building sets and so on, and try to work out how to do it in some way that's even, you know, further outside the box and still achieves everything they do. But even given that, you know, we just hear all these stories about people using our stuff in ways that we had never anticipated.
That's really cool.
And that's, you know, one of the best parts of what we do.
Tim, can you believe all of this from...
It's great living in the future. it's astounding what this equipment can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it used to take a truck and...
Yeah, well, that's right. This is basically a sat truck in a box that you can take on the plane with you, put in the overhead compartment.
Yes.
one thing that really blew me away, you were talking about, maybe it's over your head or you can't use it. I went out to Cibolo Creek Elementary School the other day with Michael Cornett, and we are starting a program with these guys to see if it's something that we can take larger. But we took a 40 out to them, just a TriCaster 40.
Wow.
They had no video experience whatsoever. I mean, none. And I went out to train them, and I had about 3 hours. So I'm taking you from zero to 60 in 3 hours. And I trained a few people, and their goal was to get a morning announcement show on in a week from that point of time. And when I left, Leo, I was like, they don't have a shot.
Wow. The sixth graders are doing it.
They did it.
Wow.
And it's been on every day since school started, and the kids are running it, and it's absolutely, it blew me away.
So if you can't figure it out, get it in a sixth grader.
That's my problem. Yeah, exactly. I need a sixth grader. So easy a fifth grader can use it. Well, and it's also really about democratizing video production, which is, you know, video is probably the most powerful way of communicating ideas, of reaching people.
We believe our eyes.
Yeah. And so the ability to do this in an affordable way and to do something that is as powerful and as sophisticated as this in an affordable way, it's really kind of the outgrowth of the PC revolution itself, of the digital revolution, but also of great minds. Like yours, Tim, and I am so thrilled, and yours, Andrew. I'm really glad we could show this off. We live on TriCaster, so it's always exciting for us to see what's new from NewTek. Thank you for being here. Don, thank you so much, Don
Ballas. Thank you, Leo. Thank you for having us.
Trainer extraordinaire. I hope you get the chance to see have him in your elementary school. Andrew Cross, CTO at New Tech. And, of course, Tim, it was a real honor and privilege to get to talk to you and meet you. And if you didn't see the triangulation we did with Tim, please do. And go see Tim's Vermeer when it comes to a movie theater near you. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us for this Twit special. NEWTEK.com for more information about all these products. And I have a feeling, when are we getting our upgrade? Anytime soon? You're going to start seeing me wander around City Hall. Wait a minute, is that it? What is that?
Yep, that's your.
What is that?
That's your 8,000.
What? All right, rock and roll. Thank you, guys. And thanks, Philip, for bringing us everybody here. We really love having you part of our family. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on Twit Special.
Can I show you one more thing, Leo?
Yeah,
can I
get you hotspots.
Can I get
what are
you
hotspots?
Get you over there in a green screen and we'll
this
show
is fun.
You.
You know, we never use the virtual. Well, we rarely use the virtual sets. Mm-hmm. But I think that these look so much easier, and I'm really interested. See, I don't like the fakey sci-fi looking sets, able to use real imagery in the 3D is really fascinating. Puppy. Okay, here
so
I am.
So we have a feature called hotspots, and what a hotspot is. It's an area of the frame, and it needs to be keyed, so it does work on Alpha Channel, but you can define an area on the screen, and then you can attach a macro to it.
Okay.
And then if you pass your hand through that area of the screen, it'll trigger the macro.
You're kidding. So I can sit here make stuff
that's
happen?
That's exactly what I want you to do, but okay. I'm going to turn it on first.
Where's my hotspot?
Whoa! Now, up your right hand.
Yeah?
Up top. There. Now, pass your hand through it. Like wave through it.
What?
So maybe you can run it, Leo.
Hey, by the way. That's wild. Now, does it have to be a garbage mask there, or can it just be a?
That's the edge of the frame.
So
yeah.
That's not anything. If I stand over here,
right? If we had,
got it.
If we had
got
a bigger green screen, we wouldn't have that problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Twit logo.
And you can have multiple different spots.
Yeah. There's up to 8 of them.
What?
So you could.
Hysterical.
You could have the on-camera talent switching, bringing up graphics. You know, think about the weather broadcast. The weather guys could be bringing in all the stuff that they want.
Right, it's like a weather guy going, and here you'll see the Twit logo.
And here's your weather broadcast with all animated buffers as your graphics.
Wow. You're kidding, really?
That's all animated buffers with all the clouds and all that sort of stuff.
Neat.
So, very cool.
It's almost in a way having such a huge vocabulary is daunting. It's almost too powerful, you know?
Well, we try and minimize it all to TLAs. That's three-letter acronyms.
Yes, of course. You're very good at TLAs.
Put the DSK in the DDR, and put in the ME, and send it out an FLV stream.
That is really neat. Come on now. Come on.